Yeah, pleased. It's difficult fixture. You know, there's a lot of expectation. I like the way they play. You know, I think obviously the fact that they got relegated on, I think it was Saturday, you know, sometimes can make a positive or a negative impact. So we prepared the players well, but I thought the players were magnificent. So very professional performance, 2-0. Job done.
Absolutely. And it still leaves you with the possibility of claiming a playoff position.
Yeah. There's still a possibility, you know. Who knows? We've got to make sure we prepare ourselves to do whatever we can to win the game against Oldham, and then let's have a look again. You know, we can't affect the teams above us unless we take care of business. And if we take care of business, who knows? But the last two games, the players have took care of business, and that's what's give us an outside chance. And, you know, like I said, the players have been very professional, and that's where you just never know what's going to happen in football. So we've got to make sure that we, you know, don't leave anything in the changing rooms, any stone unturned in our preparation for Oldham.
I mean, it's not just the way that you won, your performance, it was entertaining. You've got some really good players here, Keith Hill.
Yeah, I don't know whether entertainment is a value unless you get 3 points. In my opinion, it is. The way that you play, I think it's important to establish a winning environment and trying to, you know, produce players. But if we'd lost today and played quite well, I would have been entertained and disappointed. So, like I said, there's still fire in the belly. There's still a massive, you know, appetite for success. We were talking about professionalism before the game, and they delivered. It's as simple as that. You have to deliver in these games, and it was a big game, and the players know that every game that we play represents an opportunity to maybe get into the playoffs, but only if we do business. You know, it's not good looking at the opposition to try and support your plan.
Yeah, hasn't that been a feature from Dale this season, though? They've delivered far more than they've disappointed. And I know that as a manager, you know, when you don't win, you're naturally disappointed. But they've delivered often and frequently this season, your team, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. But again, you know, we've got to drive even more success. You want to experience, you know, taking to this club to different levels that they probably haven't experienced before. And for us to do that, we have to be better, you know, and it's small detail. I don't like any person who just agrees the only way to get success or a better product is by throwing money at it. I think the harder that you work individually, you know, and collectively, you know, the more success you'll get. And it's born out of hard work, not money. And that's what we do at Rochdale. And it's not just me. It's not just the players. It should be the cleaner. It should be the groundsman. It should be the stewards. It should be the office staff. And that's what I'm trying to drive as a manager. You know, you can be successful without throwing money at things.
Yeah, but it's still an enjoyable practice, isn't it?
It's enjoyable if you get players surrounding you or people surrounding you who do want to work equally as hard, because you can definitely bounce off each other. And when you see players, like on Tuesday night, you know, like Jamie, I'm bringing him off the pitch and he's gone all in. He's got no energy left. Calvin today, you know, that's a product of the hard work and the success that they get from their hard work.